Hi, everybody. My name's Anthony Hines. You might get a little background noise today because I'm outside as I'm doing this podcast. Because what I try to do is exercise every single day. That's where I want to start with today's podcast. How much exercise are you doing? How much are you keeping your body, mind, and spirit in sync during this job search time? How much are you doing that? Are you allowing things to get to you so that you're not taking care of things that are important, like your health? Remember, everyone, there's nothing more important than your health, okay? So you've got to make sure that you're out there, that you're walking, that you're exercising in some way, whether it's swimming or biking. I don't care what it is, but you've got to do that because that's part of keeping your mind sharp for the job search process. Remember, your mind has to be sharp. People are going to call you out of nowhere. People are going to ask you to quickly interview with no notice. People are going to try to get you to slip up. People are going to try to get you off your game to see how you react. So your mind has to be sharp. The best way for your mind to be sharp is by exercising, by learning, and by doing things that are going to make you the sharpest you can be. Because if you're not sharp, opportunities are going to come right by you and go right by you because you weren't ready. You've got to be ready. You understand? You know, the funny thing is, I talk to a lot of job seekers, and man, oh man, so many of them make excuses. You know, here's my story with people that make excuses. All right? My ears and my brain shut right down to people that make excuses. Because, you know, no matter what event is given to you, and no matter what event has been handed to you, your response is something that's always under your control. Okay? So the fact of the matter is, I really don't want to hear excuses from people. All right? I don't want to hear about the things that are out of their control. I don't want to hear about things that aren't, you know, that aren't there for them or whatever. We all have challenges, everyone. We all have things that hold us back. And it's true. Sometimes the things that make you great hold you back. But guess what? Until you understand that this process is about being solution-based instead of being problem-based, you're going to have a lot of issues. You've got to be about solutions, everybody. And that starts with you. It's not about everybody else. It starts with you. The key is be solution-based, you know, exercise, get out there, you know, make the best you can do. If you got to gain weight, gain weight. If you got to lose weight, lose weight. I don't know. I don't care. I'm just telling you that it's about being the best you can be in all situations. Because one of the most underrated aspects of this process is how little part of it is organized, how little of it is similar between people. But if you just allow these things to overrun you and you allow these things to overwhelm you, guess whose problem that is? Do you think it's the world's problem? Do you think it's everybody else's problem? I don't think so. I think it's your missed opportunity. So the reality is, you've got to take responsibility for what you can control and go out there and make sure that you do what you should do. Because to win this game, it's about you. It's not about everybody else. It's not about what people don't do for you. It's not about what outside factors are getting in your way, what noise is around, what you know, what issues you have with friends or family. You know what? All that stuff eats up your time, everybody. It eats up your energy. It eats up everything that you need for productivity in your job search. And you know what that does? It wastes a lot of days because you're so tired dealing with all that noise and all that garbage that you're not doing any work for the job search. And guess what? You know, there's only so long your money's going to hold out. There's only so long you're on unemployment. There's only so long you can keep making excuses. Again, this process is about you being solution-based, not about everything else. Because the fact is, that's how you get a job. Focusing on what you can do to bring value to other companies, these new companies. How can you bring value to these new companies? And get this, everybody, if you think about it, right? If you have more skills, if you're in, great shape mentally, physically, spiritually, and you're sharp and you're learning all the time and you're building your toolkit of what you are. Think about that. Wouldn't that be a person that you would hire, right? Would you rather be a person that's sitting there saying, woe is me, I can't believe this happened to me, I don't know what to do. You know, some people I talk to, all they ever give me is excuses. I don't want to hear them. Excuses are the garbage. It's up to you to make it happen. It's up to you to get off your butt and realize that this is something only you can get yourself out of. Okay? Look, I've been doing this since 2010. I've helped thousands and thousands of people. But I can help nobody that wants to help, that doesn't want to help themselves. Okay? I've told you 100 times, get away from people that are not helping you. Use your unemployment office. Use all the aspects. Use everything to do with the unemployment office to get all of your benefits. You paid money into unemployment all those months, all those years, all those times you were working. Right? You paid into it. So guess what? So now you got to get some out of it. Do you think I, when I was unemployed, do you think I stopped trying to get stuff? Absolutely not. I continually asked, am I eligible for this? Am I eligible for that? Am I eligible for this and that? Okay? But guess what? Nobody volunteered that stuff to me. I had to go ask. Right? It's up to you to ask. Sitting around your house waiting for something to come your way. Yeah, you may get a job. There's about a 5% chance of it that you'll get a job. But you gotta, if you really want the other 95, real easy. Real easy. Develop yourself. Create interviews whenever you can, whether they're informational, mock, or real. Get in to the job search network, meaning that, get into discussion groups. Get into LinkedIn discussion groups in your field and start commenting and starting discussions. Post good articles. Reach out to people that that you think you're connected to, but you find you're really not. Okay, reach out and get connections to them. Go make a list of all the thing of all the people that you should be connected to. That you're not connected to, and go link to them. Because guess what? Maybe they'll help you with your next job. Okay? It's not about everybody else, gang. It's about you. And the fact is, nobody is going to bring you out of this unless you bring yourself out of this. But it all starts with bringing yourself out of it mentally, because that's where the action is. Bring yourself out of the funk. Get rid of the funk. Replace the funk with a mindset that's going to get you moving. Stop making excuses to yourself. Stop being a whiny person. Stop being a crier. Get out there. Take advantage of the fact that this could be a time for you to get in the best shape of your life, for you to get the most educated you could be, and for you to get the best job ever. Look, I told everybody, I'll tell you again, I had one interview in 13 months, okay? So I don't want to hear about no interviews. I don't want to hear about all these applications that go for naught. Guess what? You're only looking for one job, everybody. Nobody can beat one interview in 13 months, okay? Good luck with that. But even though I wasn't getting interviews, what did I do? Got my PMP. Got eligible for other education, developed myself, started to speak, you know, got in situations where I was getting noticed, and picked up a consulting gig. Why can't you pick up a consulting gig for a few months? That resets the clock. Then nobody cares about your time off because the clock is reset. All right? So what I'm telling you is consider consulting. But you've got to be on your game. You've got to be doing it. You've got to be wanting it. I can't stand people that don't want to take charge of their own lives. Your responsibility is yourself, not everybody else that doesn't matter. Everybody else doesn't matter right now. Your responsibility is you. Okay, look in the mirror, get up, look in the mirror, and realize that it's on you to make this happen. People do it every day. People are getting jobs every day. Okay? For instance, here's something else. Each month when the unemployment numbers come out, take a look at where the jobs are in your region. Go out to the USA government job page on the web and look where the jobs are in your area and see if you have transferable skills for those jobs. Because you know what? As they say, everything is about connection, effort, development, and sure, there's some luck involved. But you know what? It seems like the hardest working people are the luckiest people. Isn't that the way it is? But if you have people in your life that are distracting you, that are stopping you from doing what you got to do to take care of yourself, that's on you. They're your problem. Your problem is you're allowing these people to take day after day after day as your money dwindles down. They're not paying your bills, everybody. You're paying your bills. So the fact is, if somebody's not part of your solution, you get rid of them or you diminish access to them because your responsibility is you right now and you're looking for one job. I say this stuff over and over and over again. You're looking for one job. So go out and make it happen. Guys, there are four things in this description. Sign up for all of them. Get it going. Get going now. Don't be a person who makes excuses, okay? Be a person that's going to be successful. Successful people don't make excuses. Be a success. Develop yourself. Take charge of this challenge and make it happen. There is nothing to be afraid of. Take actions to help yourself and go forward. Remember, in every automobile, the windshield in front of you is giant, and the rearview mirror is very small. So get out there and look forward and make it happen. Not every day will be good. Not every day will be great. Some days will be tough, wicked tough. But you know what? The sun's going to set, and the sun's going to rise, and you got a new day. Every day is your opportunity to make good things happen. Stop making excuses. Get out there and make the noise start working for you. And that inside voice, stop having that inside voice talk to you about good things. Because I'm really, 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 really concerned about people that don't take care of themselves. Because you're going to let opportunities go right by you because you're not ready. You've got to be ready every day. You never know who's going to call you. You never know when you're going to have an interview. You have an interview, you've got to be ready. That's on you. Everybody, a pretty passionate podcast today. I was outside, I was walking, and I was thinking, you know what? Let's bring it to the people today. Because the fact is, they need my support. And guys, I just gave you 15 plus minutes of the best support I can give you. So now it's your responsibility to make things happen. No excuses. Make it happen. Have a great day. Go to the description, sign up for the items. Bye.